Hello guys, and a very warm welcome back to Just Act. My name is Justine, here to discuss all things acting, TV, media and film. So make sure you continue to stay tuned. I hope you've enjoyed your week and I hope you enjoyed your Halloween celebrations. So let me grab hold of the gossip. What did you guys get up to? Were you responsible in taking your younger ones or older ones out on a rather spooky quest for those delicious treats, although your dentist will not be too impressed with those motives? Were you rather unpleasantly surprised by unfamiliar and weird faces and spirits lurking outside your property? Or do you have a spooky party to attend to? Whatever you were doing or whatever you intend to do, I hope you continue to enjoy the celebration and let's enjoy the rest of 2019. So thank you very much for all of your wonderful responses in relation to last week's question, what does the word acting mean to you? As promised, I'm going to be opening up this podcast this week with six responses from six different people giving their perspective on this topic of discussion. We're going to start off with Mrs. Moyse as number one. Her interpretation, she said, acting up as in a job sense, acting or playing a part to please or understand someone or something. Very interesting. Miss Stockton's interpretation, a story being told through movement and expression. Jermaine's interpretation, to me, acting is a way of allowing stories and ideas to reach audiences that writing misses out on. Dejeuner's interpretation, pretend or impersonate someone. Hazel's interpretation, a form of escapism, like escaping from your normal persona and fully immersing yourself into a character and escaping into their world. And lastly, Ben stated, creativity and authenticity. Thank you very much for those responses. I will be ending this week's podcast with a fresh question, so make sure your brains are at the ready and are in gear. By the title, I thought I would continue the eerie theme of Halloween and bring to your attention my review of The Woman in Black, which I went to see on the 27th of September this year at the Fortune Theatre in London. I'm going to be discussing the positives and negatives from my perspective. So sit back, grab hold of your cocoa, tea, coffee, your bit of glass of wine, your beer, whatever you're doing, sit back and relax and enjoy. I'm going to start off by describing the plotline to you generically and simply as possible. In a nutshell, it is about a lawyer who is obsessed with a curse that has been haunting him and hanging on to him and his family by a ghost, otherwise known as the Woman in Black, and he seeks the help of an actor to help retell his story to an audience and basically try to shed away those negative, unsettled emotions and feelings that he has. So yes, it is a play within a play, but I will get back onto that aspect towards the end. So in terms of the cast, who played who? What are the names of the characters? Arthur Kipps is the name of our lawyer, and he was played by Stuart Fox, and the actor was played by Matthew Spencer, and lastly, the Woman in Black, well, we'll just leave it as that. She has no name to her, unfortunately. Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because she is a rather miserable and haunted soul. So let's cut in to the positives and start with the acting from my opinion. It wasn't overdone at all. The acting by both Stuart and Matthew was super, super fluid and solid. I couldn't tell any mistakes at all. It was fantastic. Hats off to them. I could clearly pinpoint the characteristics that they portrayed for each character. So let's start with the man himself, Mr. Kipps. I could see clearly that he was lost, spooked, obsessed, weak, a very, very hard thinker, uncomfortable and anxious, stained with the torment from an unrested ghost. And the actor, I could clearly see that he was confident, organised, helpful, inquisitive, encouraging, hardworking, and just, yeah, generally motivated to get this story on board. And he was quite uplifting as well for Mr. Kipps, because as you see, Mr. Kipps is quite down and he just sort of stares into space at times, and the actor really brings him up, which is really nice. And both male actors really portrayed that fantastically. So well done to Matthew and well done to Stuart. Moving on to the second positive, which was the use of stage mist. For me, this added nicely to the eerie atmosphere and created a sense of claustrophobia, together with, I don't know if this was intentional or unintentional, but a rather cold breeze that passed through the theatre, particularly where I was sitting. I'm not too sure where and if anyone else felt it, but it really sort of mixed well with the stage mist, and it made it more believable that you were in a murky, desolate, damp, marshy land with no sense of sight. It's pitch black. Everything is just, yeah, it's horrible. So that was nicely done, and I really like stage mist anyway. I'm just weird like that. Not for horror purposes, but you know, you get the picture. Thirdly, the use of the stage. So it was an intimate space used. It was used for multiple purposes. Firstly, for a rehearsal space for both the actor and for Mr. Kipps in the beginning when they were rehearsing and sort of warming up, trying to tell the story. It was also used for travelling purposes, i.e. the carriage scene when they're sort of going into, walking up to the house, the train. It was used as an office space. And also there was simple use of props, not too many things on stage, leaving it up to the audience to master their use of imagination, which is always great. Sometimes when you have too much props on stage, it gets a little bit too much and it just, yeah, it gets a bit messy. So nicely done, not too much. It adds to, it adds to your perspective and your opinion and imagination. So yes, furthermore, I was pleasantly surprised by the use of a thin gauze curtain, which actually separated the upper stage from the sort of backstage, sort of going towards, yeah, the back. It was transparent and it sort of created this sort of suspense feeling and made it seem more like a spirit infested area. And through this transparent curtain, you can clearly see the actor himself walking through nervously a strange bedroom with a possessed rocking chair and like a, you know, a toy making a noise and a doll that was just staring into space like she was possessed by the woman in black. So you could clearly see what was going on, and it just again created this sense of uncertainty and being very isolated. So I loved that particular use of material. The next positive, use of pre-recorded sound. So this was great. It was very loud. It got louder and louder. You know, you had from piercing screams to a dog crying in pain, being sucked into the depths of the marshy land, sadly. The shrieks of people in the collapsing carriage, tumbling sound, etc., etc., just added to the overall thrill and overall spine-chilling sensation. So again, nicely done. Tickle and slap as the last point from this side. So there were hints of comedy, particularly at the beginning. We'll get onto the comedy aspect in a bit, but it sort of worked in this aspect if you think of it in the tickle and slap sense. So started off with the Mr. Kipps struggling to express his lines and the actor getting quite flustered and frustrated and just like, no, say it like this, like, believe in your abilities, man, come on. And yeah, it did send giggles everywhere. And then there was a sudden juxtaposition to chilling action, which ultimately unsettles the audience, taking them on a ride of surprises. So it was literally from that to the woman in black coming, or them going into a very dark scene, straight from being tickled and now slap in the face. So I thought that was, it was quite effective in that aspect. But you know, it can't always be positive. Sometimes you have to flip things around from the other perspective and look things as a slightly different angle. So yes, I'm going on to the negatives now. Brace yourselves. In all honesty, I'm sort of slightly toying more to the negatives for multiple reasons. Firstly, the woman in black herself. Yes, she wasn't seen as often as I'd hoped, unfortunately, and I found her appearances a little bit staged, predictable. For example, slowly creeping up behind the characters during a funeral scene, appearing all of a sudden behind a door in the corner of the stage. I just knew that she was gonna come at some point, and I didn't sort of be like, ah, like kind of thing. Like, I didn't feel that sort of, yeah, feeling. Unfortunately, I'm hard as a rock. So that was quite disappointing. Secondly, this was probably one of the main criticisms I have to make about this performance, the dialogue. There was too much dialogue, too much speech, to the point where it started to feel like very little action was happening, particularly in the first half of the performance. And for me, the story could quite get long-winded, and you're likely to get a little bit lost because there's so much conversation between the actor and Mr. Kipps in and out of rehearsing or performing their so-called play. And I just began to feel slightly tired. My eyes were starting to shut down and I was getting into sleep mode. It was a Friday night, so I guess, you know, long week, I was tired. But anyway, besides that, I was just starting to get very disengaged, purely because there was just, yeah, too much talking, and it was very slow to pick up at the beginning. So yeah, very disappointing. I think less talking, more action, more woman in black appearing, and it would have been fine. The next bit of disappointing news I have to mention for me was the fact that, yes, it was meta theatre, otherwise known simply as a play within a play. It didn't work for me. It didn't sell me, unfortunately. It just broke down the horror into very fine bits of crumbled paper, unfortunately. The eerie aspect started to lose its value, and it just made it very artificialized, and it can get very confusing at times because you're thinking, are they acting in their play now, or are they just acting for us, like, out of their play? Like, I sort of was like, huh? Like, where are we at now? Moving on from that, you know, whilst Kipps and the actor broke out of their characters for their play when they were rehearsing, you are instantly reminded that none of what you are actually watching is raw. Instead, they are just retelling the story, and therefore it breaks the believability of what is actually happening. And for me, sort of adding on to that point, it made it seem the woman in black herself was just a character acting the part of for Mr. Kipps's play as if she was the woman in black. So again, I didn't believe she was just unexpected sort of presence. You know, I just felt that she was on the stage because she had to be on the stage because they were retelling a story and she had to make a presence as just stepping up for the woman in black. I didn't feel it was the real woman in black, if you kind of get what I mean. I don't know if I'm confusing anyone, but for me, it just, yeah, it lost its value on that aspect. But sort of summarizing this all in a whole, I think maybe one of the reasons why I felt disengaged, one of the reasons why I didn't feel as scared as I should have been from, you know, I'm sure other people have felt more scared, is because of where I was sitting. Although I didn't have an obstructed view, I could clearly see what was going on stage, but it's just the distance from the stage. I was sat, unfortunately, in the upper circle, but I believe from looking at other reviews of this performance, a lot of people have said when they were sitting in the stalls, it was... The woman in black sort of appeared randomly at any point in the audience. She could be standing next to you, brushing your shoulder, and you wouldn't even know. You look up, just, you know, as you do, looking around, sort of from time to time. Oh, the woman in black! Ah! No, I didn't get that, unfortunately. I didn't get that intimacy with her or with the stage, and I guess my distance away from that, it kind of, I didn't feel as involved. Instead, I felt a little bit isolated. And I didn't get as scared as I'd hoped for. If I'd been a little bit more closer to the stage, I probably could have seen really more what was going on. I could have maybe seen more of the actual facial expressions of the characters on stage, and maybe saw exactly what the woman in black looked like, because there was a point in the play where she actually sort of was visible. You could see her face as she sort of like came from nowhere behind the curtain, and she sort of screamed, and I would have liked to have seen her white, ghostly, horrible face, but anyway, that's another story. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is my opinion. I think I know what you're going to ask me. I can already hear this. Justine, what do you rate this out of 10? Well, I'm going to be very honest here. Although I said, you know, acting was great, stage mist was great, you know, the tickle and slap was great, judging all of those positives I said in the beginning, I'm sort of swaying more to the negatives, unfortunately, purely because the fact that it is a play within a play, and there was too much freaking dialogue. So I'm going to have to rate this a 6 out of 10. But I could be wrong, each to their own. You could think slightly different. You could say, actually, Justine, you're wrong. It was actually really good. I felt really terrified. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Well, that's up to you. Yes, for me, it just, I didn't get the thrill as much as I'd hoped for. I was very disappointed, and upon reflection from this performance, I was leaning more towards the enjoyment of the film, the remake of the 2012 film with Daniel Radcliffe. I felt more connected to that performance of him than I did watching this performance on stage. I think if they had eliminated the play within a play aspect and just stuck to a plain, simple storyline where it's just told as if it is happening there and then, it would have been a little bit more exciting for me personally, and I would have felt a little bit more connected. But because it wasn't and it was being retold, It just lost its value, unfortunately. But anyway, I'm rambling on and retelling the same point. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is my opinion of The Woman in Black. Let me know your thoughts. And that leads me towards the end of this podcast. But before I do love and leave you for another week, I'm going to be very evil to you. I've actually had a think now whilst I'm speaking. As it's Halloween, I'm going to trick you into not asking you one question, but two. So here it goes. Have you been to see The Woman in Black as your first question? Okay. If so, what's your opinion? I'm sorry for the people that have, because you've got two questions this week. If you haven't, then just jump straight to the second question, which is, what has been your favourite theatre production, and describe it in one word. As always, let me know your opinions via my social media platforms. Twitter is at Miss Louisy, that's MISSLOUISY, and my Instagram page and Facebook, Justine Louisy. You'll find other means of interacting with me through that. So once again, thank you very much for listening. I hope you've found this discussion interesting. I hope I haven't swayed you in any sort of way from deciding whether you want to watch The Woman in Black. If you've bought your tickets already and you're listening to this, try to ignore what I've said in terms of the negatives and positives. Just go clean, fresh. Think about it from your perspective and let me know what you think, if you're going to see it anytime soon. It'd be great to hear your honest thoughts. So enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you're doing. Enjoy the weekend, not long, as I said, till Christmas. Make sure you wrap up warm. It's starting to get cold and dark, definitely here in the UK. You take care now, guys, and I look forward to speaking with you all next week. And take care now. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.